On this episode, we're talking about the best breakfasts at Walt Disney World. This is episode 145 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com with Jared and Jamie Lee. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. We have Trip Tales once a month with Jamie, and we have CTM at the Movies coming once a month as well. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even a Universal Orlando Resort vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. And you can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. Absolutely no charge to use her services. She is our travel agent. We use her all the time. She is wonderful. We'll make sure you get the best deal, help you with ADRs, fast passes, work to take a lot of the stress out of planning your Disney vacation. Once you're there, though, you are on your own. Not really. You can actually still reach out to her while you're there when you need help, which is what makes her so, so wonderful. So today is going to be a little interesting because we're talking about the best breakfasts on Disney property. And we are not traditionally big breakfast people.
No.
So what we decided to do, this is going to kind of be in two parts almost. First part, we went out to Club 32 and we asked what their favorite breakfast, either places or breakfast items were. If you're not sure what Club 32 is, that is kind of our private club for the Capture the Magic Network. You can go out to ctmvip.com, find out more information, go ahead and join. You can either join for the year, you get a free t-shirt included, or you can join monthly. And this is a way for you to help support the network and all of the shows on the network. But in return, you're going to get a whole bunch of bonus content. You're going to get some different shows a week early. You get notes for all the Main Street Magic shows and a lovely PDF. So we didn't want to just say, you know, hey, support the show. We want to make sure we're supporting you back by giving you a ton of cool content. And right now we're recording the day before we head to Disney, but we will be at Disney when this comes out.
Yay.
And the Club 32 members will be getting a lot of extra content in the private Facebook group.
Ooh.
So ctmvip.com. So I thought what we could do is I went ahead and again, I asked out in Club 32, what's either your favorite breakfast spot or what are some of your favorite breakfast items? We had a lot of responses and we're going to go ahead and read through these. We can comment on them, you know, as we want, if we've been there or somewhere we'd like to try. And then we're going to get into some of our own picks after that.
Okay.
So I can start. We have Jenny Giolotti. She says, I always love Mickey waffles, eating them as I type this. So she was at Disney while she did it. Or
jealous.
She was eating it. Maybe she knows how to make them at home. I don't know. But if you do, hit us up. But the best breakfast we ever had was Kona Cafe. We each got something different and loved it. Tonga toast is yummy. Their fruit platter is awesome. And not just your standard fruit. And the jungle juice mimosas are, she says, the little A-OK emoji.
Mm.
Another one, Whispering Canyon Cafe. Their banana nut bread French toast is amazing.
That sounds all good.
I can say now as we go through this, you're going to see the words Kona and Cafe a few times. I can tell you that right now. We did lunch there recently. You can go back a few episodes and listen to our review on that. We have not done breakfast there yet, but we certainly have that, I'm sure, on the radar in the future.
Yes,
Tonga toast is world renowned. I feel like it's at least Disney renowned.
Yeah, and we got in trouble for not
from have never having it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people I think wanted to take away our Disney card. did not allow them, but I put it in a safe somewhere. I really want to do their Loco Moco, which is a traditional Hawaiian dish that I've never had anywhere, and it's like rice and a hamburger patty with a fried egg and gravy. And okay. That sounds stick to your ribs good. Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah, this is Chris
Datavi.
Thank you. he said, Trails End always hit it on our last full day. He always gets the Mickey waffles because of the nostalgia. But then I realized that unless they are right off the waffle iron, they usually suck. But Trails End is the best breakfast buffet. We ate there one time, yeah. And they really did.
I will agree. This is the best breakfast we've ever had on property.
Yeah, we ate so much that we hurt.
Yeah, we were going home that day. We had to pack up the camper. It was our anniversary weekend, no kids.
It was good, but it wasn't good.
Yeah. I mean, it's the best breakfast I think I've had on property, and it had some of the best breakfast items. Like, I remember they had breakfast pizzas, and, mm-hmm. you know, they had all these, they had a lot of unique items that, you know, again, we don't tend to do a lot of breakfast, and we certainly don't do much for buffets.
Right.
So it's not that I can put this up against any other breakfast buffet, really, but I was really impressed with everything that they had. Well, but that's different. That's not a, because that's a family style. That's family style. This is buffet style.
Aren't they really the same thing?
They are not. Okay. Next is Tessa Warner, who she says for buffet, she picks Trails End.
Nice.
For a character dining, she's going with 1900 Park Fair.
Ooh.
For quick service, she loves Katempo Cafe. And she said, if you see a breakfast burrito, then get it. It's delicious at every place. Otherwise, I love the Eggs Benedict at both Trails End and 1900 Park Fair. I can attest to breakfast burrito. We have had one on one of our picks later, and it was actually the quick service. I didn't put it on the list, but it's the quick service at P&J's Southern Takeout. They have a breakfast burrito, and it is, in fact, delicious. She said Eggs Benedict. I'm sold right there.
Oh, yeah. I love Eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awesome. Want to go on to the next one?
Yeah. Samantha Kays. She says, Ohana. The cast members at Poly make you feel like family, and you can't beat the atmosphere. My family also loves character breakfasts, and to us, this is the best place to meet Mickey. Must-haves for me are Mickey waffles and a mimosa made with the juice they serve here. I don't believe this combo is listed on the menu, but if you ask a cast member, they will gladly customize it for you.
That is good to know. Yeah. We just did their juice when we went for breakfast. I don't think we did like
a mimosa. No, we didn't. We just.
Yeah.
I don't know if we knew we could, I guess.
Maybe not. I'm not sure.
We didn't ask. I don't know. But anyways, we just did the regular.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, we just had the regular juice that came with it. Next, we're going to move on to Brian. See, I'm going to totally pronounce his last name wrong. And we met Brian. Brian is awesome. And I converse with him all the time through Facebook, and I'm going to say his last name wrong, I'm sure. Brian Kowalinko. I'm going with that. Okay. Brian, let me know how bad I butchered that. He says Grand Floridian Cafe. Food and service are outstanding, and you can't beat the Benedict flight there.
They
literally have an Eggs Benedict flight.
That sounds cool.
Yes.
Like, I want seafood.
I want that. Brian, when he goes, if you are in the Facebook community, he goes all out at the food places. I mean, he eats at some of the best places. I drool over all the pictures of the food that he posts in the community. And I remember this Eggs Benedict flight. Ooh. I mean, we went to Jekyll Island that time. And we had breakfast at that little place next to the new Holiday Inn. It's a new breakfast spot on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And sat outside. Remember, they had a slider flight. There were three different breakfast biscuit sliders that I had one time, which I just thought it was cool to take something like that. You know, you're used to drink flights. Well, it used to be beer and wine flights. Now we get mimosa flights and margarita flights, and they've got a Bloody Mary flight at Kona for breakfast.
Maybe we should do Kona for breakfast.
I know. I want to. it's just cool what they're coming up with. All right. You are up to the next one.
Susan Reiner. Boma, Jamba Juice is a family must. Character, Tusker House, or 1900 Fair? Park Fair,
yeah. I got to say, you know, Boma is one of those that I think shows up on everybody's list.
Yeah.
Behind stuff like potentially Ohana, Tusker House. I would probably throw, obviously, Trails End in there and Garden Grill at Epcot. Boma, I feel like those are like, if you're talking, how many did I just name? Let's say I named five because it'll make this sound better. If you're talking like Fab Five of breakfast spots, uh-huh. those seem to be it.
Yeah.
So would really like to do Boma sometime. Yeah. But next we're going to move on to our buddy Gary Johnson.
Hi,
he said
Gary.
Not this. See, I like this because this is basically what he says is kind of us.
Yeah.
Like we could have written this.
Ooh,
and he says, not being a big breakfast person, don't tend to go to full on breakfast, but we did enjoy the Beach Club quick service last time. The Bounty Platter, it was called. And you'll see why we could have written this later. Delicious. And then just their muffins and pastry items. Not going to rival an Ohana or anything, but simple and effective. That's how we usually tend to do breakfast. And when we get to our list, you'll see that ours are much more, if we're going to eat breakfast, it's for a quick service. We yeah. tend to do so, rarely do we do breakfast when it's just our family of four. Because the kids eat something in the room, we have coffee or tea, and we get going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We tend to do breakfast when we are with other people, be it, you know, right. my parents, your parents.
Right.
You know, if we're going with Rob and Tina or John and Michelle or whoever.
Right.
We tend to do breakfast because those people do breakfast.
Correct.
So then we eat. But a lot of times it's at a quick service at whatever hotel we're staying at.
Right.
It's rarely that we even make it to a park and then eat breakfast.
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah. when I get up, if I'm going to eat breakfast, I want to eat it.
Right.
I don't want to wait till like 9:30 because it's going to mess up my whole lunch. And that's what right. I really look forward to every day for the first 5 or 6 hours is lunch. It's my favorite part of the day is eating lunch uh-huh. and dinner.
Uh-huh.
Usually,
then you like should snacks put breakfast in between. In
yeah, but I have to, I've got to get up and go for it. And most of the time when we get up, like I had oatmeal this morning, which I might start doing because it was delicious.
Oh,
but it's just quick good. And easy. Like I don't have to like cook a whole thing. It just
right.
get it going. So. All right, you are up next.
Kayla Miller. She says Kona and the Tonga toast is amazing. The mimosas are strong and unique. Nice.
Yeah, there we go. There's another Kona. There's another Kona. There's another Tonga toast. There's another mimosa.
Mm.
So I want to get mimosas somewhere this weekend. Actually, it'd probably be at, I wonder what time they start them at Festival of the Arts. All right, we'll move on to Crystal Conrad Nation. She says Sleepy Hollow in MK is always a must for us.
Oh, yeah,
we did Tusker good. House for breakfast for the first time on our last trip, and it became our favorite. We also tried the breakfast flatbread at Wilderness Lodge, and it was delicious. Again, there's Tusker House.
Yep.
You know, we're talking Fab Five of breakfast spots. You know, most of the ones on the list tend to be buffet or some sort of family dining. So that, I guess it's not really a surprise, is it? You are up next.
Amanda Rideout is Ohana for some stitch juice. Mm. Last time her husband drank so much, he got it all stomach ache and
that stinks.
He couldn't eat his breakfast. That's
yeah.
sad.
I can totally see that.
But
though.
I can see it. Yep.
I can see that in a heartbeat because it is very sweet, but very good
yeah.
and so delicious. Yeah, I could see just chugging those things. And then, oh, I would be so upset
sad.
If I didn't get to. all right, next we have Patricia Beeritz Adams, Grand Floridian Cafe for Eggs Benedict, either a set of two or the flight of three.
Oh, wow.
So they've got a lobster, chorizo, Ooh. And a regular one. Perfect start to the day. So you're right, seafood. That's you got a lobster, yep, chorizo, and then a standard.
Amazing.
Oh, man. We might, yeah, maybe we'll do breakfast this weekend and see if we can grab a last minute to either Kona or Grand Floridian here because that sounds stupid good.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like something you could split.
Yeah.
But
oh,
would
gosh.
We want to?
Yes.
That is the question.
Yes, we would.
All right. You are up.
Jessica Bremble. We typically save our sit-down meals for dinner, which, yes, I agree.
I agree with that. I like that.
But our tradition is to find a Joffrey's stand. We each pick a pastry we haven't tried before and split them.
Oh, that's a great fun. Idea. You know, and we've certainly done that a lot of times.
Yeah, the girls love the twist donut.
Yeah, the twisty donut is where you're going with it. Yeah, the cinnamon twist. Mm-hmm. And they also have those donuts that are the size of your head.
Yeah.
And we will often stop at the spot outside of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
They've got one. We'll stop there. I mean, you know, they're throughout. Great place. Grab a coffee and go ahead and get yourself a pastry.
Yes.
Next, we are Stephanie Hobbs Roosh. And she says, we tend to just grab a pastry at the resort. Agreed. But before, do you remember when you didn't know what a cream cheese Danish was? A cream cheese Danish was? And you got one for the first time at Disney? You're like, what is this thing? I was like, you mean the cheese Danish? And you're like, what? I've never heard of this.
Like, how, I do not you know, recall this.
You know why you'd never heard of one? Because you've never worked in an office environment.
Yes, that's true.
If you ever work in an office environment, a week, a platter of Danishes is going to show up. And they're going to be cheese, like raspberry, like, I don't know, cinnamon something. But delicious, right? The Danishes down at the quick services absolutely. Are very, very good.
Yes, very good.
All right, so she says, we tend to just grab a pastry at the resort, but we did eat at Ohana, Garden Grill, and Chef Mickey's.
Cool.
The kids love Chef Mickey's, but I thought it was just okay. Ohana was good, but the cinnamon roll bake at Garden Grill was awesome. Mm. And for anyone on the Disney dining plan, a pastry is a snack credit. So that's really, really good to know. In the morning, grab those for snack credits. You're not having to use a quick service meal.
Right.
My kids love the chocolate croissants and muffins, and they are substantial enough to keep us going until lunch, which we tend to eat early.
Nice.
There's an Ohana Garden Grill, Fab Five, through Chef Mickey's Inn. And yeah, you know, I love the pastries. They have giant croissants. They've got giant muffins of all different types. The Danishes, which was very new to you. I'm with you there. All right. Next, you are up.
Nikki Brady. We absolutely love Pog juice.
Is that what they, that's not what they called it. I'm actually not sure what Nikki's talking about. Or is it
P-O-G for Polly?
I'm not actually sure.
We have to have it. I also try to get at least one character breakfast each trip. My favorites are Garden Grill and 1900 Park Fair.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's Garden Grill again. Yep. And that's like the third or so mention of 1900 Park Fair.
Yep.
So definitely things we need to add on our list. One time, let's just go and all we do is eat breakfast and then go sleep in the room all day.
Ew, and then get up and do it again
the next day.
No.
Because that's my other thing with breakfast. To me, it just, I don't want to start my day eating a ton of food. Like, I would love to, I just don't need to. So I think that's part of it. I have three dogs now all crawling in my lap, and it's getting quite annoying. So finally, we're gonna go with Jody Miller.
Yay.
And big shocker, Kona. She said the Seven Seas Samoan was the best breakfast I've ever had, and here you go, the Bloody Mary flight was amazing. When are we eating there?
I don't know.
Because we need to, because Bloody Mary flight for you, mimosa flight for me.
Yep.
You can get Tonga Toast. Mm-hmm. I'll do the Loco Moco. Like, I've already got it set. Maybe I can call ahead and just say, look, we're going to be there. We've already picked out all our food and drink. All right. You ready to get into our picks?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these may lapse over the ones we've mentioned. A lot of these are going to be something new. And again, you're going to find a lot of these are just quick service. These are the things we like to quickly do because we are ready to get on rides or rope drop or do whatever. But I'll let you talk about the very first one because this is your, I think it's actually your probably like favorite on all property breakfast item, correct? Do you think?
Probably.
Okay.
The I would say Mickey waffles, but I feel like any waffles of that comes out of those griddles, the waffle batter, I'm sure is across the board, is so good. But most of them are Mickey, you know, depending if, you know, if you're at, let's see, Art of Animation, you'll get Cars.
You get Cars?
Yeah, you get Cars.
Oh, they were? I don't ever get waffles.
Yeah.
I'm not as impressed by them. They are delicious. I'm just not a waffle guy. I'm not really a waffle or pancake guy.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they're not always Mickey.
Right.
So
yeah.
They're different.
But they're pretty much property wide. You're going to find them at any quick service at the resorts.
Yep.
You tend to run you about $9.49 for an adult portion. That's three small waffles. You pick bacon or sausage, and then usually there's like a fruit that can go on top of it. A lot of times it's like strawberries. Kids is going to be slightly cheaper. You get two waffles, and a lot of times you'll get that meal, actually.
Well, because they still get the served with bacon or sausage.
Right. Or we'll get the adult meal for the kids to split, and then sometimes we get the kids' meal for you.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to Magic Kingdom. And this was mentioned earlier, was Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
And there is one thing the kids get all the time, and this is pretty much available all day, is the fresh fruit waffle sandwich.
Yes.
For $8.29, it's served with chocolate hazelnut spread and loads of strawberries, and I think it's blueberries. For $8.29, this is a massive, massive portion.
Yes.
And it's, easily, I mean, it's a whole splittable huge among waffle. two children, two adults, maybe even more. I mean, a lot of times they don't finish it.
Yep.
And we eat some of it because it is giant.
Yep.
And at this same place, you have the sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich for $10.49, which is the waffle sandwich. You also get house-made chips. Mm. I think this actually is around all day. They don't. I don't think they start this at a lunchtime. I know they have a ham and cheese waffle that they actually cut off after breakfast.
Oh, do they?
But that one is so good. Where is, and again, we're not traditional. I know this is a quick service, but it's still like a sit down. Which one did you mention that you really, really enjoyed? Because the food actually, to me, was better than what they offer for lunch. Plus, there's some bonuses depending on when you book.
Be Our Guest.
Yeah.
I really like Be Our Guest because, well, like Gary said, we're not big breakfast people. So buffets are just so hard for us. And Be Our Guest, I don't even know if you have to even get like a, I think you could get just the fruit and pastries, can't you?
I think so. Like, I mean, really, it's considered a quick service.
Right.
They just bring the food to you.
Yeah. And one time we went, we made reservations. It was just me and you. It probably was an anniversary. And we made them for early, let's say 8:30.
8:15. It was.
Well, then we went at 8.
Right.
And we sat down and pretty much immediately ordered immediately. And I think we were done eating by 8:15 when we were supposed to be
seated at that time.
Yep.
Had a chance to go out. We rode Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Space Mountain before the official park opened.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
And now, going down Main Street.
Yeah.
You know,
now this was the time before early morning magic. There were no extra magic hours that day. So you do want to time that right. You do want to look at schedules.
Right.
But what I like here, the breakfasts are very expensive, but they're hearty enough to split. So don't think you have to get your own. And this was perfect for us. We had the open face bacon and egg sandwich. This was poached eggs, applewood bacon, brie cheese, and arugula on a croissant. Every breakfast is served with fresh fruit and a big platter of pastries.
Yeah. I mean,
including
it's
a cheese Danish in there, I think. So you had a cheese Danish before. I just don't think it registered with you that's what you're eating. But it is. So that way you're talking $14 a person. That's not as bad, you know, for both of us to go to breakfast at $28 is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I remember it being a large portion. I think there were two poached eggs, again, the bacon, brie, arugula. It was very, very good.
Yeah.
All right, next we're going, and I'm just going to flat out say this is my favorite breakfast spot on property. I am confident saying that. We have yet to have a bad anything at this place. And this is going over to Hollywood Studios at Woody's Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do have the lunchbox tarts.
Yep.
They have a chocolate hazelnut lunchbox tart, which is chocolate hazelnut stuffed pastry coated in maple fondant and candied bacon. And then they have a raspberry marmalade stuffed pastry coated in a strawberry fondant and crispy pearls. These are $3.29 each. It's a pretty good size. This is basically a homemade Pop-Tart. You do want something to wash it down with. They're a little bit dry, but I think the flavors and stuff are real good.
And they have a cold brew there for a drink.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they
if
sure
you
do.
Wanted to wash it down with some cold coffee.
Yeah, or get a jug of milk, a curtain of milk.
They have that there?
I don't know. They probably serve milk. They serve milk there. Another item that we really enjoyed, and I think is a pretty good value at $8.49. It's not huge, but I wouldn't, if this was going to be your meal, I wouldn't split this. But otherwise, I would pair it with our next item. But I'm going to start with the breakfast bowl. It's a hearty portion of potato barrels.
Not to be confused with tater tots.
We now owe Orida $12. Smothered in smoky brisket, country gravy, scrambled eggs, and a sprinkling of green onions.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was a sprinkling. they have green onion bay in the back, throwing the stuff on there. I still don't know how you've never seen Salt Bay.
Okay.
The guy. We're looking that up after. What I like about this is it actually isn't a giant portion.
No, it's not.
This should be a really, really heavy dish, and it's not.
Yeah.
I remember the gravy being, you know, flavorful. It was a good combination. The potato barrels were crispy the entire time.
It's not like
the gravy and stuff, you know, got them all soggy. What I would do as two adults, maybe, is I would get that and split it, and then I would get my absolute favorite breakfast item on all of property, the smoked turkey breakfast sandwich for $7.49. This is thick sliced smoked turkey breast, melted Swiss cheese, and scrambled eggs on grilled sourdough.
And isn't this also the exact same thing on the children's menu?
Yeah.
For breakfast?
Yeah, they have so, that too. Well, and then they've got the s'more breakfast sandwich, which is okay, but way too hearty.
Right, but this one is basically on the kids, but smaller.
It's a half size. And right. You get a side of potato barrels and a cutie, orange. Mandarin yep. orange. Yeah. So if you were doing it as just an adult, you could do that. I want to eat this whole sandwich.
Right. and yeah.
It's good.
I like the kids' menu.
I know. It's good. Do you want to move on to Animal Kingdom and the one spot we stop sometimes for coffee on our way to Kilimanjaro? I'm going to make you pronounce that.
What is that? Kusafari?
Just sound it out. Yeah, that's good enough. Kusafari? Kusafari Coffee Shop and Bakery? You remember when we had this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
You don't remember when we got this one time? All right, I'll talk about it. it is the hot breakfast wrap for $6.79. It's filled with egg, sausage, spinach, and goat cheese.
Okay.
We've gotten that before, okay. And it was delicious. We split it. We sat right over that little area between Dawa Bar and the Kusafari. There's like bench seating, and it's across from the world's worst, most or busiest Disney bathroom.
Oh yeah.
And we sat there and ate it. Maybe I was with somebody else. I don't know.
Maybe.
But that actually really like they do have the elephant ear pastry there. They have coffee. They have espresso and cappuccinos there.
Okay.
Which are very good. We got some of those last time with Matt and Nikki. We just had like some coffees and stuff. And they have the big, do you have any idea where this place is? Because you look just lost.
Well, and you just said Matt and Nikki. I didn't go to Animal Kingdom with Matt and Nikki. You were by yourself.
Was I? With them?
Yes.
Oh, that was when Jared was with me.
Oh, I get you so too confused. Now you're confusing me with Jared? So much.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we've been to this place before, and you still don't remember it.
I don't think we have.
We have. Ate. Okay. All right. We didn't eat a hot breakfast wrap with egg, sausage, spinach, and goat cheese.
No, I'm sure you did.
No,
honey.
You and I did together.
Okay.
It's the one on the left as you're walking to Kilimanjaro Safari after you pass Tusker House and Dawa Bar on the left. It's like the next little thing. It's like a little cafe window.
Oh,
it's all coming back
yeah.
to you now, isn't it? Oh, all flooding back in the brain. You remember in the wrap? You don't remember? We ate it like
yeah.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, yeah,
I just held it out. We each ate from a side. So we met in the middle. And you don't remember that? It was
and
the
then
most,
we kissed.
Yeah, it was the most. It was yeah, but we all smelled like goat cheese. And I was like, ugh, let's not do that again. Let's reserve that for eating spaghetti only. Now, do you remember this place?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to point it out
I
tomorrow
do.
When we're there.
Okay.
I might even just take you right there.
And
but I'm
buy
not,
me one?
Because depending on what time we get there and depending on what time we meet up with friends, okay, I consider myself fairly well-versed in Walt Disney World.
Okay.
I consider to know a good amount of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I read a lot of the message boards. I watch a lot of videos. I really try to keep up. I had zero idea that Yak and Yeti local food cafe serves breakfast.
Oh.
And on that menu, they have breakfast tacos.
Oh, well, there we're good.
My favorite thing in the entire world is tacos.
Yes.
I could eat them breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can.
Uh-huh.
Because for $10.49, you get eggs, American cheese, and bacon wrapped in warm tortillas served with hash brown bites.
Mm, you're so excited.
I'm so, so excited for that. I had no clue that they serve breakfast. I think because usually if we're there early enough, we're rope dropping Pandora. And we've already done coffee in the room, so we're usually not even looking for breakfast
That's
in Animal
true.
Kingdom.
We're
but
not,
this
I, mean, yeah.
I will look for. I will rope drop breakfast tacos. Like, I'll be the first guy in line.
Okay.
Everybody else will be at Pandora, like a bunch of idiots, and I'll be like, I'm getting tacos.
Okay.
All right, next, you wanna talk about this spot? Because we did this recently with your parents,
oh,
and
yeah.
I think this might have one of your favorite breakfast items.
Yes, this was really good. Port Orleans French Quarter, the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory. They have the Mickey-shaped beignets. Oh, my gosh, so good. 3 pieces for $4.49, 6 pieces for $6.79. There's dipping sauces. It's caramel, raspberry, and then a chicory coffee ganache, which is just pretty much chocolate.
Yeah.
For $1.99 each. If, like, sometimes we've gotten caramel and raspberry. And those Mickey beignets are made fresh when you order.
Yeah, that's what I love about them.
are not just sitting there.
Yeah.
You order them and they put in what you order. And then sometimes it's neat when a couple people order them, because I saw, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like so many in the pool yeah. of oil. It was yeah. really cool. And then we, the last time we were there, we were going to get the breakfast.
I was going to get the breakfast right? pizza, the breakfast flatbread. But then I saw this. Then you saw this.
You would love this. It was a Cajun grit bowl with shrimp for $11.99. And what made me see and knew, thought that Jeremy would love this. So not only is there shrimp, vegetables, cream sauce, tasso ham, grits, there's two soft poach eggs. And obviously, if they're made correctly, you cut into them and they just run. Ours that morning was not runny. My dad got the same thing, and he actually had a little bit more runnier. Yeah. But it did not take away that it was a very, very so good. Good bowl and huge,
splittable.
Huge.
Again, get yourself maybe three piece, for maybe a couple. Get yourself this bowl, split it. Get yourself three beignets, split them.
Yep.
And get yourself six beignets, because you're going to eat three, and then you're going to take three back to your room in the bag. That ends up becoming clear. Like, you can all of a sudden see through the bag. It's like a Philly cheesesteak. That's how you want your Philly cheesesteak if you get one.
Yeah.
And you put it in a paper bag. By the time you get home with it, you should be able to see through the bag because it's so greasy.
Okay.
I will say, out of all of the places that we've eaten at for quick service, this is one I would actually tell people go to, even if you're not staying there.
Yeah.
You know, they have a really cool inventive menu. To have beignets and coffee, and if it's a nice day, nice morning, sit outside underneath the fans out there and look at the colorful buildings that truly gives you this French Quarter feel. I absolutely love it. Like, I would recommend make time one morning. Like, maybe this is, maybe it's not before you go to a park. Maybe it is. Or maybe it's just on an off day where you're taking a break from the parks and you're doing a resort day or resort hop day. Start here with breakfast. I love this spot. Another one that I actually really, really do enjoy is over at Fort Wilderness, but we're not going to talk about Trails Inn. We already did. I really like P&J's Southern Takeout over there.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, it's a quick service walk in, but they're going to make your food fresh. They have, which Gary mentioned, is the Bounty Breakfast, and you can find this on a lot of quick service menus, not just Fort Wilderness or P&J's Southern Takeout, but it's $11.39. To me, another splittable meal. This is served with scrambled eggs, French toast sticks, bacon sausage, potato barrels, and a biscuit. So this is a big, hearty breakfast. Other ones, I think it's called sometimes, the Bounty Platter.
Yep.
This is a very splittable meal. This is something that, you know, we love to, this is usually a last minute, we're camping there, and all of a sudden we wake up one morning, like, you know, I kind of want breakfast. And we go down there and we sit at the tables outside. Again, another area that I think is so great to visit.
Yes.
Even if you're not staying there. And the other one that I had there that I really actually liked was the croissant breakfast sandwich
for $8.79. Yeah,
And that's served with egg, cheese, and a choice of bacon or sausage with potato barrels. Big, big sandwich. Very, very good. So like that one. All right, last on our list, we're going to talk a little bit more about this so we can give a little more info, but it's already been mentioned several times, and what is that?
The Polynesian Resort Ohana.
Breakfast family style.
All you
breakfast.
Care to enjoy.
Yes.
Breakfast.
Yes.
Breakfast is $34 for adults and $26 a child.
Yep, do take tables in Wonderland.
They do.
And who do you get to meet?
Stitch.
Because lunch and dinner at Ohana is not character.
Correct.
This is. And you get Lilo, you get Stitch.
Yep.
And you get Mickey.
Do we get
And I thought we got Pluto that day.
Goofy?
Pluto. I thought we got Pluto maybe.
I'd have to go look at my pictures.
But yeah, they come around. You get huapaca, which is scrambled eggs made fresh, hot, and delicious. Huapaca. You get ula kahiki, which is fried potatoes. They're island style potatoes. You get pua. Wow. Pork, pork breakfast sausage links, and a Hawaiian style ham topped with pineapple compote, which I love. I know you're not big on like the you know, cooked or done up. Yeah, compote. No, that's disgusting, Rhonda. You get Stitch waffles, the mini waffles with Stitch on them. Freshly made pineapple coconut breakfast bread. Not big on coconut, but this is delicious. I think it's real light on the coconut flavor. Seasonal fruit. Of course, they've got the juice. You can order alcoholic beverages there for breakfast, which we'll have to do next time. But
yeah.
I can't explain this breakfast because for the most part, it's no different than any other breakfast. But for some reason, it's like 100 times better.
And it's Ohana.
Yeah, I think it is. It's just, it's like the Polynesian and Stitch and Lilo coming around. And, you know, I mean, it's this atmosphere. It's the fact that they bring you this giant round platter, metal platter pan of food. Yeah. It was like, even there, like I'm eating scrambled eggs, like these scrambled eggs are better than the ones anywhere else, but they're the exact same eggs.
Yeah.
Same with the waffles, same with the pork breakfast sausage links. And I loved the thick cut Hawaiian style ham with that pineapple.
Yeah, you
so,
did.
So, so good.
I tasted it.
And like fried, they do good fried potatoes. They're kind of like home fries, but they don't have like a breading. They don't have that real crisp outside.
Right.
I absolutely love this breakfast. You know, you can add it up and it, you know, I think when we were done tip after tables plus tip, we were about $120. That is a lot for breakfast. But if this is going to be your sit down meal of the day, you know, go do what Jared does and gorge yourself. you know, get your money's worth. We actually did a late breakfast that day. It was on your birthday when we were at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I think we did maybe a 9:30 or 10 or something. We slowly made our way over. And afterwards, we knew we were having a resort day. And we went back to the resort and hung out by the pool and all.
Yep. And it was awesome.
Yeah. And I liked that way of doing it.
Yes.
If we had gone to a park, that'd have been rough.
Yeah.
I feel like so.
Yep.
I will say that, you know, Trails Inn to me is hands down probably the best buffet or family style. Ohana just has something special to it.
Yeah,
it really, really does. And you know, for quick service, you definitely have a lot of options. I think overall Disney does breakfast pretty well because breakfast is so simple, but they have some areas where they make it inventive, like the shrimp and grit bowl.
Yeah.
You know, or breakfast pizza.
Yep.
If you go to Art of Animation at Flavor of Landscapes, there's a lot that are done with non-bread. Like they have non-bread breakfast sandwiches and stuff. So they do try to switch up some little things, but you also have your staples like, you know, breakfast sandwiches, Mickey waffles.
Right.
You know, you have your standards and then every little place you get a little something special depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any that we missed? We have zero... We have zero plan to do breakfast this weekend.
I thought we had breakfast at the Wave.
No, that Jared and Jamie booked that.
Oh,
yeah, because I think they're doing that right before they fly out Sunday morning, because we can spend some of the day Sunday doing whatever. But maybe we'll look at we look at doing a Kona Cafe when we're there in February or something, because I would really like to do the loco moco. I just want to say it. I just want to order it. I used to be.
Why don't we look?
Saying loco moco to me sounds cool. I used to hate. We'd go to Denny's, and they had one called Moons Over Miami. It was a breakfast like sandwich, and I refused. I wanted it, but I refused to order it because I didn't want to say it because that sounds ridiculous. So I never got it. But anyway,
sad.
Very. But I actually am interested. You know, I haven't really looked over Centertown Market now. You know, all the new stuff at Old Port Royal at Caribbean Beach. I haven't really looked over any of the menus there. What kind of changes maybe they did or what they brought new. So I'd actually be interested to see what they're doing for breakfast there. Maybe that's something we grab, you know, Friday or Saturday morning or something, or even Sunday on our way out. At least we can report on that. But if you are listening to this, we are currently at Disney. We are there with Jared and Jamie. We are all child free.
Yay.
Technically. Jamie is with child. And I'm not talking about Jared.
Poor Jared.
Yeah. But the children who have been born are all staying at home. It's kind of adults only, Capture the Magic Network weekend. So we're gonna be doing a lot of cool stuff. We're gonna be eating a lot of food at Festival of the Arts. We're gonna do some exclusive stuff to Club 32. So if you're listening right now and you don't want to miss out, or you even want to look back on the stuff we've been doing, go out to ctmvip.com. You can go ahead and just join if you want for the month. See if you like it. See if it's worth it. It is, I will say. Yeah. But Or you can go ahead and get the whole year. You're going to get a you can get a free Club 32 t-shirt, which Jared has been painstakingly trying to produce because it's not going as well as he would hope. But anyway, he is not thrown the silkscreen thing out the window or anything.
So that's good.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. And if you have not done so already, we would love for you to go out, subscribe to our feed, subscribe to the Capture the Magic feed. And soon, Diz Dudes is growing up. It's going off on its own. You'll want to subscribe to that feed, but we will give you a heads up. And for all of our shows, please leave us a rating and review,
because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.